inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Are your garden plants, shrubs, and trees getting enough food? That's the subject for this week's edition of Garden Talk, our Thursday morning feature on a Friday morning this week. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Where has our spring gone?
I think we had our spring. And that might have been our summer as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping it returns at some point. But I don't mean, otherwise, our trees may go back into hibernation. But let's hope not.
Well, we have a question here from a listener that's kind of right on the subject. Sam writes, we have a sunset maple and are wondering if we should fertilize it in the spring. And if so, with what? Or is compost enough?
First, yes, fertilizing is a good thing for all of the non-native exotic plants that we bring in. You know, the spruces and the hemlocks and the cottonwoods and alders, well, alders make their own food, and the rest of them can do just fine on their own. But these other trees generally do need more. I mean, the areas where they grew originally tend to be in more fertile soil to begin with. But certainly for flowering trees, for foliage, colorful foliage trees, shrubs, and other stuff too, they should be fertilized. This is the time of year when the soil needs to be thawed out, and as the buds are growing, so are the roots, and they are able to take in fertilizer. Warmer soil is a bit better.
What kind of fertilizer should we be using there?
Okay, well, he mentioned the compost, which is a great choice, and truly, most of the big trees don't need a whole lot more. If they are producing more like a fruiting tree, they may need more than that. But compost is great. And then the question is, okay, how and where to fertilize? The where is out near the drip line of the trees. So if you look up and see where the tips of the branches are, extend the line down from there, that is where the most active roots are also growing in the soil. So you actually might make a ring of compost out there around that drip line. You don't want to be fertilizing right close to the trunk. So if you don't have compost, other choices might be, there are tree spikes available at local retailers, some that are particularly for evergreens, others that are more for flowering and fruiting trees. You can also use just a granular fertilizer. Can also be used both either as a surface spread, or you can make holes like with a crowbar, or even with something like one of those individual bulb planters. Again, in the area of the drip line, work your way around the outside edges of that and punch holes and sprinkle in something like a quarter to a half a cup of fertilizer per hole. And if you're buying fertilizer for trees, they should tell you how much based on the size of the tree, the trunk diameter, or with the tree spikes, they may tell you how many, again, for the size of the tree, and how far apart to space them.
Now, when it comes to the type of granular fertilizer, there are specific mixes, if I remember right, compounds that you need to use specifically for different types of plants, trees, that sort of thing?
Yeah, the main difference, I mean, mostly using a balanced fertilizer is a good thing. So, and with organics versus chemical fertilizers, the numbers tend to be lower. So balanced fertilizer might be in the chemical area, might be a 10-20-20. It's relatively balanced. That's close. With some of the organics, you may see a 5-5-5 or a 5-4-6 or something like that. The main difference would be evergreens versus deciduous. There, if we're getting into shrubs like rhododendrons or cedars or something like that, they want fertilizer, which is usually for acid-loving plants. It'll usually say that right on the package, where the deciduous plants can actually use even a good garden fertilizer. If you have a fertilizer used for your vegetables, that would tend to work for the trees also.
Now, I know we talked about this in years past, but what do those numbers mean? 10-20-20 or 5-5-5? What is that?
So the numbers mean the percentages of the three main nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So in a, if you had 100 pounds of fertilizer, you would have 10%, 10 pounds of nitrogen, 20 pounds of phosphorus, and 20 pounds of potassium, or a source for each of those. So again, that depends on what you're growing, and that applies, much I hate to talk about lawns. For lawns, usually you might start out the spring with one of these balanced, relatively balanced fertilizers, but then you need higher nitrogen. You might actually get a fertilizer that's a 20-4-4, a high nitrogen fertilizer for the summertime when they're growing the green parts, the grass, the leaves, rather than more of the roots. So that's where you would change fertilizers during the season.
Oh, so that's how the numbers are important.
They are. I mean, there's lots of other numbers, too, that have the micronutrients, which you don't often see on a lot of the bags. But there may be some plants which that makes a difference. There are sources online where you can actually look up those other numbers for that. But those are the major nutrients that we want to look for. And I'm looking out, and there's sunshine out there distant. So, hey, we have hope.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome, Matt.
Grain for grain, sun and rain.